Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big hit last night. Hopefully the start of better times moving forward for Alec Boehm and the Phils. Speaking of which, you know, Ree had in the update, and I hadn't even gotten to it yet today because there's been so much going on in today's show. But, John, this is one of those Aaron Nola starts, we kind of circle and say, let's see in a couple hours what he's got. He's 0 for 3 this year on excellence.
Wow.
You know, he hasn't been bad in all of them, but he hasn't been excellent in any of them. And so let's see what he's got tonight.
His performances have not been as bad as the record indicates.
Yeah.
But
hasn't been sharp.
Let's see a win. We need to get this team rolling in the right direction. We need to get a series under our belt, a one series under our belt.
Yeah.
And right now this one's 1-1. We got two left against the Giants. Aaron Nola, get us going back in the right direction. You haven't been able to be the stopper consistently in the past, but that's our greatest hope.
Devin, you believe in Aaron Nola? Because we were getting calls a day or two ago, earlier this week, where people are saying his contract looks like a disaster.
So it's too early to say, you know, no, I don't believe in Aaron Nola and the contract's a disaster. I think he's certainly had a rough go to start the season, but he's recognized that. And I know that it sounds like he's making excuses and I'm making excuses for him, but he has said, you know, he traditionally has not and historically has not pitched well in the cold weather. So I do think that that is a factor. I think he will get there. He will have good games. Even when Aaron Nola signed his contract, I wasn't ever, you know, a massive note like, yes, he's an ace type pitcher.
So
he's
always had
his ups and downs.
I thought he was, but he has.
He's had some great moments, but he's also, for what stood out to me, and I think a lot of Phillies fans, are moments where he just falls apart in one inning.
Up
a game.
And on the whole, for a season, two of his last 4 years were very average. So, you know, I hope he gets back on excellent side.
I'm a big supporter of Aaron's, but,
drafted Nola.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about his velocity a little bit because he was down to 90, 91, 92, and you like to see him in a 93, 94 range. It makes all of his stuff a little more sharp.
Sure.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how he bounces back today.
Is that something that you've seen in the past where at the beginning of the season it takes him a while to sort of ramp up to full speed, full velocity, or is this something that's newly concerning you for this season?
I think it has happened in the past, and he is more of a warm weather guy, and it's not to make an excuse because you got to pitch in every weather. It is what it is. But only interesting to see how he bounces back from his last start. Just I like to see more crisp stuff from him.
I agree. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll see Nola tonight. Obviously, a game you can hear right here on WIP. Let's go to the phones. Also, coming up in about the next 5 or 10 minutes, we'll get to some of the comments that have come in today on YouTube. Because obviously, with our program on YouTube and the ability to comment on YouTube, we get all sorts of comments. I don't know, Ruben, have you been on camera yet? Has this been going live with you here?
I think it has, but I'm not sure.
I think
it has.
Week, one, I think.
Yeah, I think we got some. Because I think last week we went live. I was on. Yeah.
Good. I mean, we've had suggestions of what should be behind us because we have all this opportunity to put stuff behind us.
Right.
Seltzer, tell me if this one would fly. This, I'm going to throw this out there behind Mr. Amaro. Cliff Lee jersey.
I see what you did there. There you go.
For all the pluses and minuses?
All the pluses and minuses.
Two pluses and one big minus?
No, I'm with you, man. I'm joking around. But my point is, we do like that kind of feedback. You know, you can let us know on Times Yours. You can let us know with comments on the YouTube, you know, show thing right there. Comment. And we'll get to some of the, you know, good, fun, creative, maybe complimentary, maybe critical comments in the next couple of minutes. Let's go to Rick in Easton right now. Rick, what's happening, pal?
Good morning. You know, so when it comes to the Eagles, I feel so confident and positive with their situation. You know, when you live through 1960 through 1979, you really should feel very confident and unbeatable with how Howie has set up this team and where they're heading, in my opinion. They still have the best roster in the league. The best GM has 20 picks over the next 2 years. That's like giving kids toys in Christmas. This is like child's play. And with possibly losing Goddard, this is their richest draft for tight ends. I think he's going to probably make a move to go get one of them. Seven guys are not going to last, you know, are going to last three rounds. And I feel so confident, Joe, because they got the best and the biggest O-line in football, which you know is the nucleus of any successful team. They have incredible skilled players, and their defense, with the defensive line with two shutdown corners, I think right now I have felt the most positive I ever have with the Eagles, especially after winning the
Super Bowl.
Oh,
I think that's fair. I mean, like, I don't think they're as good as they were 4 months ago, but the overarching feeling of confidence in the organization, I think, should be right now at an all-time high. I think that's absolutely accurate.
But when I look at the big picture, I'm looking at them retaining 80% of a lot of talented players that are not just multiple all-pro players, but potential all-pro players. And that's not just, you know, sifting in the wind here. These are legitimate. I mean, what's the upside of those two cornerbacks?
Yeah.
What's the upside?
Well, I'll give you the upside. Quinyon Mitchell could turn into Jalen Ramsey. It's a high-end comparison, but could he? I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know that he's quite as athletic, but he's really amazing.
Yeah.
And and Cooper DeJean looks to me like he could be a – I mean, we got to see him play on the outside more now because obviously it looks like that's where he's likely headed. But he looks like he could be a top.
Well, he's going to be outside and inside.
Five corner, yeah, but top five cornerback in football. I mean, he's got that chance.
Yeah, and Cooper DeJean's getting all the press on social media. Of course, the pick six didn't hurt, but Quinyon Mitchell might be better.
Oh, I think Quinyon is better.
He's definitely better. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Quinyon is better.
It's amazing. Yeah. So,
I think the next step for Quinyon is to catch the ball, and I'm not saying that to be a jokester. Like,
he did have two picks in the playoffs, though. Yeah.
At the end. But if he can turn, because I think it was maybe only zero or one in the regular season.
It was zero. His first two were in the playoffs.
If he can turn that kind of sticky coverage into four or five picks, you know, that takes him up a level. That's the one thing I would say he lacked this year during the regular season. But he's phenomenal.
I'll say it again. Can you imagine being a GM on draft night and your phone rings and it's Howie?
Yeah. No, you're not kidding. Rick, give me an answer, my man. A character with edge.
Incredible in this movie. She was the bride, Beatrix Kittle. Uma Thurman was very edgy in Kill Bill.
Yeah, you got it.
We're getting a lot of criminal answers. You had started the show saying no criminals. From John Wick to Kill Bill to the Wolf. Like, I mean, these are all.
We did say no criminals.
These are all like legit criminals.
Yeah,
like murder,
petty crime.
You know,
you're allowed to have petty crime.
And they're killers.
Petty crime is okay.
So who's not a criminal? Rick Vaughn's not a criminal. No. Maverick's not a criminal. And the guy from The Outsider is not a criminal, right? So is that the only three that aren't criminals?
I mean,
that was
the
stipulation. I mean, that's what we said. So,
man, criminal is a. That's a sticky.
You're allowed to have a speeding ticket. You're not allowed to like beat people.
I think you're allowed to maybe like steal from a candy from a store. Like we can like petty stuff is fine. It's like murder.
I agree.
We draw the line at murder.
We generally say
that's our line.
That's
no, I mean anything no. under. You're not. No. I'm kidding.
All right, let's go to Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning, pal.
So the basis that I'm learning from this show today is Jim Jim Condon, the North Korean dictator, has nuclear weapons, so he's a better influence than Jalen Hurts.
I didn't say a better influence. I said more influential. Well, that would be correct.
I said bigger.
Oh, bigger, yes, correct.
He's a bigger influence.
I would say that. Wouldn't you say that's accurate?
Well, as far as influence goes, that's the key word.
That's the word.
Having control of a nuclear weapon is fear. It's not influential.
That's interesting.
Well, I think it's influential. I mean, I'd also say what the North guy does with the South people is part of
what influences. That fear is what.
I mean, it's also a question
of
what are we influencing? Like, influencing the next generation of people to be something is a different type of influence.
So now
than
you got him back
power.
In the top 100?
Yeah.
Because you had him out. Last segment, you had him out of the top 100.
No, I never said he was out. I just said LeBron James was in front of him. That's all I said.
LeBron James has an influence anybody except in flopping.
No, he's influenced the NBA, though, man. And he's influenced people in all sorts of ways. I don't love all of his influence. But, I mean, as if, for instance, the player empowerment in basketball.
Yeah, LeBron's had a lot of influence.
LeBron led that. I mean, LeBron has been much more influential. Now, look, he had a big head start.
He's arguably the most influential player in the NBA since Jordan. Not arguably,
no,
he
is.
Without a doubt. He might be more influential.
He may be.
Yeah, in some ways, at least.
For certain.
Yeah.
With everything that he's been able to do. Yeah. And he really has been able to set a quite the example.
But I think LeBron's really deeply hurt the NBA. It's a really odd dichotomy because he's one of the great players of all time, but I think
he's a good guy. Like, he's not a bad guy, but he has been horrible for the NBA.
I think he's really hurt the NBA a lot.
It derailed what they're trying to do, which is entertain the masses.
And the irony is he's one of the players that actually plays
the old
school
way.
But the empowerment thing... Yeah. For players, just they don't.
He's also not a Chuck Threes guy. Like, he plays basketball. You know?
I know. There's all sorts of ironies
there. And just
to
make you feel better, because I know these things are important to you.
Yes,
he's been on the list 4 times.
Okay.
From the show today, apparently it's okay to go steal candy bars.
Huh?
Yeah, as long as you don't kill people.
Yeah, killing. We don't like killing. Yeah, we're not a fan of that. Anyway, Dave, what do you got on the Phillies?
It was a really good game, except for that little tornado that came through last night. Like, that wind was ridiculous.
Well,
was crazy windy.
And it really played a massive role when that left fielder missed the ball. I mean, that was
a
pivotal moment in a baseball game.
Huge. Thank you very much.
At one point, the wind felt like it was like 50 miles an hour. Literally, me and my son were sitting there. I was like, is there a tornado getting ready to hit us?
Dave, give me an answer, pal. A character with edge. It's not a criminal.
John McClane.
Great answer.
That is a good answer.
That's an awesome answer.
I love that one.
That's a really good answer. Like that a lot. All right. So what people are saying based on what they're observing, watching our show on YouTube, the YouTube comments, we're getting to that in 1 minute.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals. NovaCare Rehabilitation.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is here for you. NovaCare's Select Sports Center of Excellence, they are specialty locations that are focused on the needs of athletes. So if you're injured, NovaCare is going to help you get back to playing your sport. They'll also help you prevent injuries from happening. NovaCare, they're going to help you to compete at your highest level of performance at all Select Sports Center of Excellence. Athletes are treated for their specific injury, training needs, and goals. Most importantly, care is provided by sports-specific physical therapist using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center Excellence, just one more way NovaCare is helping meeting your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, go to NovaCare.com today. excellence is earned. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
All right, we're about to get to what people are saying about us on YouTube today. Now, Ruben, I need an answer here.
Okay.
Prediction. People are going to be kind or rude?
Rude.
Rude. Ruben knows.
All right. Seltzer, what are people saying today about our show on
YouTube? Yeah, Ruben's not wrong. It seems like we've been doing these comments for a few days now. It seems like we've got some themes developing in the comments. One is your hat. I'm Awake says Joe needs to order a new cap immediately. Backwards cap with the hair coming through the front.
Yeah, I lost. It was either my
prep, not a great
either
look.
My prep or Fairfield or both recently. So I'm a little low on my hats right now.
But you could also just show your hair like I do every day. Yeah, didn't we go through this already? Why don't you not wear a hat? How about that?
It takes extra time.
I'm going to make fun of people's hair.
Extra time to gel it up in the morning. Sometimes I just got to move
Why
fast.
Why do you have to gel it up?
Because I'm not going to come in here and look like you.
Why?
Yeah, John's hair looks good.
No, remember the one day you didn't gel it up, and we were like, Joe, your hair looks different. It looks voluminous. It was working.
I appreciate that, but it doesn't work for me. I mean, okay. I'll take the compliment, but I don't feel good about it.
Just throw a hat on.
If I don't have gel, I got a hat.
I respect it.
Well, maybe you should rethink your position on gel.
Yeah, I think it's weak.
Maybe when gel in doubt, is not... throw a hat on.
Okay. Just, you know.
Well, Ruben's got a hat on. No one's making fun of Ruben. I mean, why am I always... What did I do to the world?
Well, Ruben was a professional baseball player.
He was,
player,
and he's cooler
and
than me.
He wore a Ruben, baseball hat his whole life.
I don't know if I wear the hat better, but...
Ruben, what's it like to be so cool? I mean, you're not Dutch cool, but you're a cool guy, man. I don't have that gene.
I'm not that cool.
I'm going to guess you had more game with the ladies than I did.
There's no question in my mind about that.
Low bar.
That's not a guess.
That I can guarantee you.
All right, James, a couple more comments.
All right, another theme that's been popping up here is John's look. So we have Rick said John looks like he's about to go shopping for a new pair of boots to sell beef jerky in.
I don't disagree with that.
There's another one.
He's got that Poconos jerky look. He could go to the Poconos right now.
Mopar says John has that visiting Tombstone, Arizona, walking with swagger. Through the OK Corral jacket, selling beef jerky. The beef jerky thing seems to be a big theme here.
You know, the beef jerky, I am less into beef jerky lately, and this was a realization I had last night. I think I overdid beef jerky.
Oh, no.
You do that
where
sometimes.
Where I made myself sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a problem, because I love it, and
You do binge things. You're like, whether it's shows or coffee, when you started that, like, you really do dive
and
all
now,
in.
Yeah. I'm to the point where I'm questioning whether coffee is even for me.
Oh, no. I love it.
Come on, man.
True.
All right, let's do one more, and this is a question, because they can't see you during the commercials, Joe.
Yes.
Tell says...
Unless we're on film, which we're not supposed to be.
Is Joe getting his push-ups in during the commercial?
No.
That would be
never
bad.
Once.
Okay.
It's not a bad
not
idea.
Sure you can do this.
I just haven't implemented it. Let me build it up a little bit more before I embarrass myself around these guys.
Implemented your mid-break, your commercial push-ups?
What we need to implement is when it's happening. What we need to implement is the contest.
I'll do push-ups with you if that'll motivate you.
Here's my concern. I'm going to be very candid here. I'm worried about John saying, that one doesn't count.
Right.
No, you got to go down more. Like, I don't need
that.
I don't need that in my ear while I'm trying to, improve.
That's the weakest reason for not doing push-ups I've ever heard in my life.
Of all time.
No wonder you're not getting in shape. What a shock.
I'm afraid of criticism. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Derek and Paoli.
Excuse.
Derek, what's up, buddy? Hey, by the way, everyone, get those comments coming in on YouTube. We enjoy them. Go ahead, Derek.
Listen, man, I used to be a big fan of yours, man, but this thing you got going with hurts, man. You sounded like ignorant, man.
Ignorant?
Like, the 100 most in the world from Time Magazine, and you poking fun at him because you don't like how he is.
No, I'm not poking fun at him. I'm poking fun at Time Magazine. I think
but
it's ridiculous.
But why?
Well, let me ask you a question. Before this list came out, if I asked you 3 hours ago, Derek and Paoli, do you think Jalen Hurts is one of the most influential 100 people in the world? Would you have said yes or no?
I never thought about it.
Well, of course
world,
no one thought of it.
As
so
as, like, listen, as far,
what's
listen,
the answer?
As far as a person, I think Jalen Hurts ranks, like, for me, as athletes go, I put him at the top for me, right?
Yeah, but Derek, we're also judging the person that lives in India. Like, it's the world. It's in Philadelphia. It's the world.
Look, the first thing you said was, I think LeBron's more influential. LeBron's 41 years old, right? Listen, he's 41 years old. He's been on the list four times, like Rhea said, right? Like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but that's not a reason. But Derek, that's not a reason to not. This is my argument with MVP voting. Like Michael Jordan should have won more MVPs.
That's totally different.
What you're saying is when someone has already been there, done that, he shouldn't get the acclaim the next time around. I disagree.
I didn't say that.
Well, you're bringing up the idea that LeBron got it four times.
He's 26 years old.
And he's accomplished a ton, and I'm happy for him. I am. Derek.
Listen, Jalen Hurts is 26 years old, right?
Okay.
He makes $255 million. He's going to get another big-time deal, right? And he keeps his head straight ahead, right?
I know that, and I admire that. I admire that.
Come on, bro. You're supposed to, as him being a quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, and you saying you're a diehard Eagles fan, how are you not willing to celebrate that, bro?
Derek, I'm going to ask you one more time.
I'm going to ask you one more time. He won this award.
Here we go.
Telling us why he won it.
All right, Derek, here we go. I'm going to give you one more shot. And it's a yes or no. Couple hours ago before this list comes out, I asked you, do you think Jalen Hurts is one of the most 100 influential people in the world? Would your answer have been yes or no?
In my opinion, I'm going to say yes. I love Jalen Hurts more for what he is off the field.
No, I understand
like
that.
Sports is sports. We watch sports. We cheer this and that. Like, as a 50-year-old black man, bro, I'm more into what they are as people, right?
No, I get that. I get that.
Especially at the quarterback position, bro. Like, just think about that, bro. And I was going to call on this morning and give you some props because
you're
always the one to be like Jackie Robinson Day. You do a lot of Martin Luther King reference and all that. I do like you like that.
Thank you, sir.
This Jalen Hurts thing, you because you don't think he's a good quarterback. Now he can't be, you know,
I don't think he's an elite quarterback.
It's okay. He's just been wrong. Right. Like, it's crazy, okay to be wrong. Someday, when Jalen wins his third Super Bowl or whatever, he's going to be like, guys, what an idiot I am. Right. I should have realized that what happens above the shoulders is more important than what happens below the shoulders. And that's part of the reason Jalen's the second best quarterback in football.
All right, Derek, give me a character with edge.
My son just turned 21. I pray he represents himself out in public like Jalen.
I think that's great. I think that's
great, Derek.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my prayer.
Give me a character with edge.
An edgy person who I wish would come step to you, and she's a female, Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side would rip you apart.
All right, fair enough.
I like that.
Sandra Bullock. And then that
movie.
That's
some edge there.
That turned into a big
controversy. Now, she's a real person. Does that matter?
Yes, we said none of that. Because even the kid disowned her. What was his name?
Yeah.
Michael Oher.
Michael Oher is mad.
And this has been going on. We interviewed Michael Oher not long after that movie came out. I read his book. He wasn't happy with it years ago.
And like, people didn't seem to know it then.
People didn't seem to notice it, I think, until I guess he filed the lawsuit.
That's wild.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours, and more calls up ahead on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. Obviously, a lot of sports going on. I mean, NBA and NHL playoffs obviously occurring. MLB, all sorts of games going on. And you can lock in on all of it with FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino at FanDuel.com/hammer. With the NBA playoffs, you can get started, new customers, with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's a $5 bet. You win it. That's a win-win, because not only do you win the $5 bet and what comes with that, you also get $250 in bonus bets. What a deal. So apply it, obviously, for the NBA playoffs with the three-pointers, the steals, the assists, all the different ways you can bet, individual player props, ultimately who's going to win the game, ultimately who's going to win the championship in 2 months. All the opportunity is there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. Once again, that's FanDuel.com/hammer.